Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A very important front in that war at the moment is opening in Europe. It is the scene of spectacles that are being covered intensively by the press, if somewhat selectively, in the form of the refugee crisis, the migrants, notably from Syria, Afghanistan, Eritrea, Iraq, and elsewhere, that are now flooding into southern Europe, trying to migrate to the friendlier climes of the northern European nations, and increasingly finding that path blocked by nations that have suddenly discovered that maybe this open borders thing isn't such a good idea after all. To discuss this with us, I'm very pleased to say we have, for a full hour, one of the country's foremost experts on matters involving refugee resettlement, both elsewhere and most especially in our own country. She is Anne Corcoran. She is the founder and the driving force behind a simply indispensable resource, Refugee Resettlement Watch. She is also the author of a very important monograph, part of what we call the Civilization Jihad Reader series at the Center for Security Policy, entitled Refugee Resettlement and the Hijra to America. You can find a very, very compelling video on this monograph. 1.4 million other Americans and people elsewhere around the world have come to it. At YouTube, Anne Corcoran is it's its star and our guest today. Anne, welcome. It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. What an exciting time to be back on your show.
It is indeed, and a time that really warrants the kind of drill down that we're excited about having with you today. Let's get your take first and foremost on what's actually happening in Europe at the moment. Who is coming to Europe, and is this part of something besides just the quest of individuals for a better life?
It's just incredible what's happening to Europe, and it's been creeping on Europe for several years now, with nobody responding to it in European leadership. It's just mind blowing how this has happened. First, there were waves, and there still are waves coming from North Africa, launching from Libya. The failed state of Libya, which is thanks to Hillary Clinton, partly thanks to Hillary Clinton's actions in the past. And now they're coming because Turkey has apparently literally thrown up its arms and said, you can go, you're free to go, and is allowing boats to launch from the coast of Turkey and to go across the Aegean Sea and go to Greece. We're seeing that they're coming from all over the Middle East. They're coming from Africa. It's a free-for-all, and it's just a shocking thing to see. I've been for a couple of years calling it the invasion of Europe, and again, astounded that the leadership has done nothing, and now is actually encouraging this literally migration and invasion of Europe.
I don't think there's any other way to describe it, though, as I said, they have begun, it seems, to try to put on the brakes a bit, but the message to this point has certainly been, notably from Angela Merkel of Germany, that if people can get to Germany, they're welcome to stay. They will be given all kinds of welfare and other assistance and, I guess, put on the path to citizenship in the German Republic. Is there, as I said, another element to this, Anne Corcoran, though, that warrants our attention? Specifically, this term that you've used in your book, Refugee Resettlement and the Hijra to America.
Well, I think there's no doubt that there's an involvement in the Islamic doctrine of immigration, that they see this as this incredible opening now for something they've been probably waiting centuries for, and that ISIS is very well aware of as well, having encouraged this Hijra to Europe. Hijra is the Islamic doctrine of immigration. Muhammad said to his followers that they must migrate. It is one of their primary duties. as a good follower of the Islamic faith, to migrate, to spread Islam across the world, to create a caliphate across the world. I mean, he couldn't possibly have imagined the magnitude of this as it's come to today. And I just want to say on Angela Merkel, it defies any kind of logic to understand how she could have done what she has done. It will go down as one of the biggest mistakes in world history, I am sure. What did she think was going to happen when she encouraged all of these migrants to just pick up their bags and come on to Germany?
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is that you could arguably see it if you wanted to indulge in this kind of, muddled-headed humanitarianism, that you would say, well, we'll take 800,000 people, we'll take 1 million people, one of her cabinet members is saying now, if that were the end of it. But Ann Corcoran, as you know so well, what's going on now, whether it's in Syria, whether it's in Libya, whether it's in Eritrea, whether it's in so many parts of the world, is truly a bottomless, source of migrants, whether they're making hijra for, Islamic supremacist reasons or on some other pretext.
Yes, it's just unbelievable. Just this afternoon, I see that she closed the border over the weekend, and now she's thinking of opening the border again. Can you imagine the backlog of people that are piled up? It's like damming a river at the last minute, and the pileup of people that are humanity that's piling up in countries that don't want this, like Hungary and the other Serbia and those states. I mean, can you imagine what a horrible situation she has created now, and she closes the border, even if it's temporary, close the border? It's almost, it's like insanity. It can't even, years ago, I just looked it up today, Angela Merkel said multiculturalism in 2010 has failed in Germany. So what is she thinking 5 years later, that she's going to help it with this?
I guess, and this is one of the things that you've made a close study of, particularly here in our own country, and we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But just to tee this up, Melanie Phillips, a woman I think we both know and I've come to respect greatly, and now a columnist for the Times of London, was quoted in Peggy Noonan's Wall Street Journal column over the weekend as talking about what's happening here as essentially, and this is my phrasing rather than hers, but it was to this effect, an irreversible loss of the culture of these European nations. That's what's at stake. Do you see it that way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How is this ever going to get turned back, Frank? How's this ever going to get? I mean, you can't just ship them all back now once they're there, once they're established. And once they start producing children and wanting to keep their culture, I mean, the other day we saw in Germany, we had the Kurds fighting the Turks right on the streets of a German city, and they had to call out the military. I mean, it's insane. I can't say another thing about it other than it's insane. It is just sheer insanity. If you wanted to bring down Europe, this is how to do it.
And interestingly enough, speaking of Libya, the late Muammar Gaddafi, its longtime despotic ruler, famously said, we will invade Europe through precisely this kind of migration, these humanitarian surges of population that may, in fact, have this ulterior purpose of, migration is one way of putting it, colonization is another, and I think a very accurate depiction of the concept of Hydra.
And I call it Gaddafi's revenge, and he said he would happen without guns and swords, and that's exactly what's happening.
And it is indeed a subject of revenge, because what, as you pointed out, and the mess that has been made of Libya by Hillary Clinton, by Barack Obama, and their determination to turn the place over to the Muslim Brotherhood after having overthrown Gaddafi has created not just in its own right, but also as a sort of port of embarkation for countless others. The human hordes that are now headed towards Europe. And we're going to pause for just a second here in a moment. When we come back, I want to talk about how The Obama administration seems to be responding to this chaotic situation in Europe and the pressure that is upon it and upon the Congress to accommodate large numbers of Syrians and others in this country and what that might mean for all of us. That and more with Ann Corcoran, the author of Refugee Resettlement and the Hijra to America, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.